If you are functioning very faithfully with over-the-counter solutions and the thing doesn't go away, then maybe you're not treating what's wrong.
Dr. Tony Evans says worldly cures don't do any good against demonic diseases.
When Jesus grabs it, if the cause is spiritual, it doesn't take that long.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. A lot of people think of curses as raw material for stories about evil wizards, pirates, or Egyptian mummies. But today, Dr. Evans examines the kind of curses the Bible talks about and how we can overcome them. Let's join him.
Everybody who's sports-oriented loves a comeback. When it looks like a team is down and out, or an athlete, depending on the sport, is way behind, there's nothing like the excitement that takes place when you see them come out of nowhere and turn the thing around. And the Bible is full of stories of people who made a comeback, particularly from a curse. What do I mean by curse? By a curse, I simply mean by the negative consequences of either choices that they've made or choices fostered upon them over which they had no control. This series kind of got started by two or three folks who I've run across over the last couple of months who made the statement to me, I feel like I'm cursed. It meant what they were saying was, every time it looks like it's going to get better, something else goes wrong. Anybody ever felt like that? Well, it just looked like it getting ready to turn around. And then there's a fumble or an interception or something that kind of knocks you down again. If you need a comeback, you'll discover how to get one in the various areas of life. Or perhaps you'll be able to help somebody else who needs to reverse the way life is going for them. I want to start off with a story in Mark chapter 5. Because I want to talk about today a comeback, a reverse from the demonic control that you or somebody you know is under. We find out that Jesus has crossed over the sea, and according to Mark 5 verse 2, he gets out of the boat, and immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. Now the description of this man is interesting. First of all, the man is living in a graveyard. He's living in the tombs. So we know he ain't all right. If you're living in the tombs, you living among dead folk, because you don't know how to hang out with living folk, you are something wrong with you. He would have been a great star in the movie Night of the Living Dead, because he hung out in tombs. Not only did he hang out in tombs, being a social outcast, the man was uncontrollable, because it says no one, verse 3, could bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him and the shackles broken into pieces. So the man is uncontrollable. Chains can't hold him. People can't hold him. Have you ever seen anybody, or maybe you've been out of control? So let's accumulate this. He's out of control. He's hanging out with dead people. He is self-mutilating, according to verse number 5. He kept gnashing himself with stones. So he'd take sharp stone and cut himself. Okay, this is going from bad to worse. And what's bad about this man is this has become a way of life. It says constantly, day and night, or night and day, verse 5. This was this man's lifestyle. This wasn't a bad day or a bad week or a bad month. This was night and day. It was continuous. It was ongoing. I mean, if you saw this man on the street, you're going to see in a moment the man is naked. He doesn't have any clothes on. uncontrollable. Folk don't want to be around him. Something wrong with this man. And it's serious. But we're told what's wrong with him. We're told way back in verse 2 that this man has an unclean spirit. In other words, he's acting externally because of what's wrong internally. And what was wrong internally was demon possession and demon control. He was under demonic influence. Now, if you and I would have just looked at him, we would have said, you know, he needs psychological help. He needs psychiatric care. But we're told that the problem with this guy was that there was an unclean spirit controlling his activities. Now, he could have said there was a demon, an unclean spirit and a demon. They're the same thing. But he doesn't call him a demon, a fallen angel. He says the reason this man was acting his way is because he was under the control of an unclean spirit. Now, why does he call the demon an unclean spirit? Because uncleanness is what attracts demons. In other words, just as good angels follow righteousness, bad angels, demons, follow lack of cleanliness. So the reason that the demons have taken over this man's life is because he had something going on inside of him that attracted them. If you leave water stagnant for an extended period of time in the summertime, you will attract mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are going to hang out where there is stagnant water because that's home for them. That's a nice environment for them. They are at rest in stagnant places. If you leave trash out for an extended period of time, you're going to attract a rat and his cousins. And the reason why you're going to attract them is because you have created an environment for them to be at home. If you leave stuff out at home too long, you're going to attract roaches because they will perceive that you're leaving stuff out was an invitation. Guess who's coming to dinner? In other words, they're going to make a connection between the environment that you set and an invitation for them to share it. Whenever there is uncleanness left alone in the life, it is an invitation for demonic activity to make themselves at home. Now, please don't misunderstand me as we go through this. I am not insinuating that every demon, every person who has a mental challenge or a mental problem is demon possessed. But while I am not saying that, I am saying many more people who have mental problems are demon possessed that we are unaware of, which is why the medical treatments aren't good enough, because they are not addressing the problem. But unless you've been able to detect the problem, you don't know that that's the problem to be addressed. Anybody who saw this man would simply conclude he's crazy, he needs to be in a mental institution. But because God takes us behind the scenes, we have some added information. And that is, the man is acting crazy because he is situated in an environment of uncleanness that has attracted demonic activity that has taken over the house of his life. So now we are aware of this man's situation. Uncleanness has created a comfort zone for the breeding of demonic activity that is now owning this man. We're told in verse 3, no one was able to bind him. In other words, society had its limitations. Society couldn't do but so much. And what they did, when they did bind him, it didn't last. It was a temporary fix to a much deeper problem. One of the things I try to do when trying to evaluate a problem, particularly a problem that's way out of hand, like this man's problem was, is one, is there any unaddressed uncleanness in the life? Because that would explain the possibility of why this person can't shake the problem that they're facing. And then I want to know, how long have their attempts failed at fixing what was wrong?
When Dr. Evans comes back in just a moment, he'll talk more about what happens when we start treating the spiritual disease instead of the physical symptoms. First, though, I want to let you know that what you're hearing today is part of Tony's life-changing message compilation called Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. It's a 5-lesson collection that explains how to get more out of life, no matter what your situation looks like. You'll discover how to overcome fear and anxiety, beat problems that have become addictions, and turn curses into blessings, as we've been learning today. This series is packed with biblical answers and encouragement, and we'd like you to have CDs of all 5 full-length lessons in this set, along with the companion booklet, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. This special combo is yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help support Tony's ministry, but only till Thursday when this special offer runs out. So visit TonyEvans.org today or let one of our team members help you by calling 1-800-800-3222. Our phone center is open 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information later on. Stay with us.
Pastors, every week you lead, you inspire, you comfort and guide many. But how are you re-energized to keep that up? You are invited to an exclusive event for you and your wife. Spend time connecting with Dr. Tony Evans as he shares from over 40 years of ministry experience. Enjoy panel discussions. And wives, there is a session just for you. Recharge at the Kingdom Agenda Pastors 2020 Summit. Register at kap2020.com.
And now Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message.
We do this all the time. If you feel a little problem, a little difficulty, and you go to Walgreens or CVS and you order some aspirin or you order some Tylenol or you order some Advil or you buy some of this or some of that and you follow directions from people, you know, you need some more rest, you need to drink more juice, you know, you need to drink some hot tea with honey, and you are functioning very faithfully, very consistently with over-the-counter solutions to your dilemma, and the thing doesn't go away. Then maybe you're not treating what's wrong. Maybe you're only addressing a symptom but not a cause, which is why it lasts, it stays. It doesn't go anywhere, and you may feel better for a moment, but then it comes right back again. This man's solution had not been able to be solved by all of society's help to fix this man. Why wasn't it solved? Because none of the folks who tried to help him had ever addressed the spiritual cause. All they were just trying to do was keep him from acting a fool. They wasn't getting to the root that was causing the fruit of his behavior. So I would like to suggest to you today that many things that we put in the category of crazy, it's not simply because there is a mental breakdown, sometimes that's the case, but a mental breakdown caused by spiritual intrusion into the life, caused by the creation of an environment where that negative spiritual intrusion feels at home. But if nobody ever tells you that, if you never get that, then all you see is aberrant behavior and never spiritual invasion. So here we have a man who's lost his mind because of demons. Jesus shows up, and something very interesting happens in verse 6. Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, verse 7. And shouting with a loud voice, he said, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, by God, do not torment me." And I got to read those two because I hope you're getting what you just heard. He says, seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him. Okay, let's start right there. Last time I checked, that's worship. After he bows down before Jesus, he shouts with a loud voice, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Now, That question doesn't fit that act. I mean, he bows down in worship, and he does it voluntarily because he runs to Jesus. But when he gets to Jesus, he says, what business do we have with one another? Why am I here? And then he says, I implore you by God, do not torment me. So wait a minute now. He's running to Jesus. He bows down. So we call that a good thing. But a good thing was having a bad result. Because he says, I'm tormented by this trip. I took a trip. I came into your presence. And guess what? Stuff got worse. The torment was tied to the confrontation of the root. Because he's now dealing with the root, the demons, the unclean spirits, are now face to face with Jesus Christ. How did the unclean spirits get face to face with Jesus Christ? The man came to Jesus Christ and paid homage to Jesus Christ, which put Jesus in the spirit in the same vicinity at war with each other. So now the man is literally worse off because he's now fighting a fight he didn't have to fight till Jesus showed up. As long as Jesus didn't show up, it was just him and the demons, and they were living with each other okay, making him look crazy to everybody else. But the moment Jesus shows up, he is in conflict. Now, if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or a person who has an addiction, the Bible would call it spiritually a stronghold, something that's got hold of you, you can't shake it. You'll go to, 12-step this, 12-step that. You'll go to get help. You'll do this. Or what some people do is they get radical to get the monkey off their back. And so what they will do is lock themselves up in a room for 3 or 4 days. And you've seen movies where they tell the person, don't let me out of here. Because I'm getting ready to go through a withdrawal. To make it better, they actually have to make themselves worse. He comes to Jesus and says, I am tormented. But he was so desperate to have a solution that he drug the demons to Jesus. Why? Because the demons are inside of him. So when he runs to Jesus, the demons got to run with him. The only problem is now the demons, the problem, are in the vicinity of Jesus. And when those two are in the same vicinity, things got worse. When you want to do a comeback, particularly in this area where there's demonic activity taking place, things might get worse before they get better. Jesus Christ has been saying, you unclean spirit, come out of the man. And he was asking him, what is your name? Verse 9. And he said to him, my name is Legion, for we are many. Why? Because his identity was being controlled by the spiritual realm. So he could not recite who he was because he was what the spiritual realm declared him to be. I'm Legion because we are many. In the Bible, the word name means nature. Whenever the Bible names something, when the Bible talks about the name of God, it's not simply talking about the nomenclature God or its respective attendants. It's talking about the nature. So when Jesus says, what is your name? It's like saying, what is your nature? Well, what is your nature? My nature is Legion. Well, where did they get that word from? Let's tell you about the word Legion. The word Legion was a Roman military word, a legion of soldiers. A legion of soldiers was at least 600 soldiers made up a legion. So this man has got a major problem. He's got demonic infesting. See, it's one thing if you see a roach. What a roach raid will do. With an invasion of roaches, we need the Orkin man. Because once you have an invasion, that means you got a nesting taking place deep behind something that's constantly pumping out more roaches. Okay, one, we can say he snuck in. Okay? If they're showing up in different rooms and coming out for nightly visits, Ray can't help you. Because all Ray can do is what you see and just behind the baseboard or just behind the pipe. But Ray not going to get all up into the nooks and crevices of the wall. No, no. You need a pro if you're infested. See, if a problem jumps up in your life and it comes up today and, you know, you kind of deal with it and move on, okay, that ain't demons. Demons don't visit. They're looking for homes, okay? So where they do is they set up shop. And so if it's controlling your life, like these demons were controlling this man's life because of uncleanness, it says they invited their uncles and aunts and cousins and nieces and nephews. He said, we are legion. This is home. And I'm going to show you in a minute how many there were. There were 2,000 of them. That's how big, that's how contaminated this man is. Why? Because there was stagnant water somewhere that had gone unaddressed, which made them feel welcomed. See, what many people don't understand is that they have made a public invitations to demons. Demons have accepted the invitation. And you know how it is when you invite one person to stay with you and they bring their relatives? He says, we are legion. This is an army that has set up shop here. The another thing about a legion is they operated in unison. They marched in sync with one another. We are legion. We all on the same page. By the way, an aside, that's why the devil always seeks to cause disunity. Because he knows if he can cause disunity, he can stifle the program of God in your life. But that's always why he operates in unity. One thing about the devil, he and his demons will be on the same page. And they will spend a lot of time keeping you and God on different pages. Because he knows that God does his work in the context of unity. And that's why the Bible says so much about unity and why unity is important. It says about it in a marriage. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 14, he says the husband and wife to see God move must be of one spirit. He says when the husband and wife are off the same page, he says, then the husband, 1 Peter 3:7, should not even bother to pray. God will not hear prayers in the context of disunity. But that's why hell is so powerful, because hell will walk as one legion. We all on the same page, and we march into the same drumbeat.
Dr. Tony Evans, with a sobering look at the forces of evil aligned against us. Thankfully, he's got some good news and an invitation that he'll share with you in just a moment. Before he comes back, I wanted to remind you that today's message is available as a part of his current teaching series, Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. As I mentioned earlier, we're currently offering all 5 full-length CDs in this set, including a lot of material we don't have time to present on the air, along with the companion booklet, 30 Days to Overcoming Emotional Strongholds. They're both yours as our thank you gift when you make a donation toward Tony's ministry, but only until Thursday. Don't miss out. Visit TonyEvans.org to get all the details and make your request. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is open 24/7. That's 1-800-800-3222. Sometimes your problems at work or at home don't really have anything to do with what's going on at work or at home. Dr. Evans says they may be caused instead by what's going on in the spiritual realm. Tomorrow, he'll explain how to know if that's true and what to do about it. But right now, as promised, here's Tony with an important invitation for you.
If you're not absolutely sure that you have received salvation, that you're on your way to heaven, then let's get that straight right now. God offers you salvation as a free gift because of the sacrifice of his son. And if you will come to Jesus Christ, acknowledging your need for a savior because you recognize you're a sinner, recognizing you can't save yourself, and appealing to Jesus to apply his death into your life, he will come in, forgive your sins, and give you eternal life right now. Simply say to the Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. I'm believing in you alone to be my Savior. So I now accept your offer to give me eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. And then thank him for the free salvation he just gave you.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.